and we're back.
We're back. We're back.
We are back. Don't tell anybody, though, but we're back.
All right, we're going to hit the phone lines?
Here's Stories V. It's time for the news and time for the monologue I was going to do before the news. You want to do the news and then come back to him, or what do you want to do? Because if we got to do the news still.
No, I think I'd rather start the interview.
So we'll push up the news then for when?
Yes, because the news is still not updated.
The news, news is Friday's news. Okay, right.
So why don't we go to the phone lines? We don't want to make our guest wait. It's not nice to make our guest wait. We learned
why not?
Well, because we learned from our forefathers how to take care of guests, and making them wait wouldn't be the right thing.
Yeah, but it's only Yido.
It's only Yido.
It's only Yido.
I'll tell him you said that.
Tell him I said it. Tell him I said it. Yido, it's only Yido. How you doing, Yido?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air. Welcome to
Live.
Jewish Community Radio in Cleveland. Cold Cleveland.
Are you in a warm place? Please tell me you're in a warm place. No. Please do not tell me you're in a warm place. Please tell me you're freezing like we are.
Actually, Yido lives in a wonderful community in Seagate, which is right off the water. Is that correct?
Seagate. What state?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Ah.
And wait, you have to make
New York, I guess, is the state. If
New
you
York.
Me.
Yeah, very,
New York.
Very important to say that because, interestingly enough, you know, we have a Brooklyn, Ohio. And they purposely did that so when Sweet Turner came back in the early 80s, he shouldn't feel too much out of place.
Actually, he felt confused. He actually bought a house there and then realized he was in the wrong state.
There's a Brooklyn, Ohio, and there's also a Lakewood, Ohio. So I always love tripping up the guys that come from Lakewood, and I say, where are you from? They go, Lakewood. I go, oh, Lakewood, Ohio on the west side, huh? And they don't laugh.
Only if he gets his own joke.
Yes, crack myself up. All right, let's get to the task on hand. You know, this album, by the way, is just amazing, and for those who...
Thank you.
For those who want to see you in action singing this album, I had the pleasure of watching Kumsitz on the Hudson, and... I think it was really nice. It's a nice, really relaxed atmosphere. And that's when that's when I first heard Lev Echad.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And
that was when it just came out, actually. And I wasn't even supposed to sing there. I was just a guest.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to hide in the audience.
We didn't prepare it properly. You know, no one really knew it, but we winged it.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess it did do something.
Yeah, it does. You know, usually impromptu performances sometimes become better than planned performances. But you know, listening to the album, there's a lot of beautiful songs. And my question is,
thank you.
You know, there's a couple of new composers. Aaron Razel, for instance. Is this his
Aaron Razel?
Razel, excuse me. Is this his first? You know, time in the limelight.
Aaron Razel has albums of his own. He's an established singer, very, very talented fellow, an unbelievable person too.
In Israel or America?
Mostly known in Israel, of course. But he travels too.
Okay, and he composed.
You should check it out.
I will. And he composed your title track, which we just played, Lev Echad, and. What about putting together the rest of the songs? Because it looks like it's a nice mix of different composers. Eli Laufer, Mona Rosenblum, Rabbi Kiva Hamnick, who's composed for you in the past.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but it took quite a while to do this album. And the main part was actually finding the songs. And that took I really took a long time to pick the right ones.
Right. Well, it definitely was...
I sifted through thousands of songs to find them.
Wow. Well, it definitely shows in the album because these are just each song is great in itself. Whether it's a slow tempo, upbeat tempo, really really nice songs, and obviously you bring out the best in them. So, in your mind, what song do you want to talk about that really you put a lot of work and energy? I know you did in all of them, but of course you have one or two songs that you do sing with your father, which of course always, you know, is a great enhancement. I'm sure you'll agree. And then
absolutely.
Of
course, yes.
And what about?
I'm always humbled by his singing.
What about Rakoid Rakoid? That looks like an interesting song. Tell us how that came about.
Rakoid Rakoid. Actually, that was a song that was just a tune. And I didn't have the words for a long, long time. My father wrote it, It was just didn't have anything to it.
Okay.
And Lipa wrote the words to it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it became Record.
And then it became Record. And what else do I see here? Mina Meitzar. I recognize that song, of course. You know, I've been listening to the Werdegaard family album since Plaktia was born. But that, it says, was originally recorded on MBD Live 1981.
It was recorded on MBD Live, and due to the fact that it was never recorded properly, it was only a live show.
Okay.
A live show without any fix-ups. You actually, if you listen to that album, you even hear people talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those...
And this
was a $50 project of that album, like a long time ago.
Now that was based on a concert.
My father's just amazing. He could, you know, give out stuff that, you know, on the cuff, because he was, you know, it sounds pretty good. But it was never done in a real studio with time spent on it. So I figured it would be. And my father never reprinted those things in the States past 25 years ago, 30 years ago, whenever they came out.
Right. No, it was funny. It was nice because when I was listening on the album, it hit a memory bank in my, you know, memory in my brains somewhere that said, I've heard this before, and I didn't even look inside the jacket. I ran for the jacket, and I looked inside and said, okay, I'm not hearing things. I've heard this before. But again, it was really nicely done on here, and it's a beautiful song. And of course, so he composed it, your father composed it, obviously, back in the 80s.
Yeah, he composed this, I think it was 29 years ago. It was right before my grandmother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very sick at the time, and he was broken about it, and this is what came out.
And then that Memories is also a song.
Memories came right after she passed,
uh-huh,
correct?
Uh-huh.
So it's about the same time period, just a few months earlier.
And that was, MBD Live, you said, was a live concert in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Okay. And that
Which literally was just taped down as is in the audience.
Right. Well, sometimes that has a good effect, you know. People, you know, when you go to a concert, you want to really relive it. Sometimes, you know, without cleaning it up, so to speak. But, of course, as a musician and a performer, you know, you want it to sound as best as it can.
And, you know, one question for you. In your liner notes you have here, Strings Ensemble, what was the, what was the, who did that and what strings were used?
On which song was this?
In the notes in general you have in the back here.
That's for one song.
I'm sorry. I thought it was for the whole CD.
But the music was done both in Israel and in America. How do you
manage
that?
Mostly in Israel, and then some things were done in America. Solos, and then a couple of songs they ended up redoing. I think it was just Lev Echad, actually, that I just redid over here.
Who was this Ayala Shaluach orchestra? It was involved in your
recording. Ayala Shaluach is a very talented, nice fellow who he plays the violin himself, and he's got a whole ensemble, a whole group that he brings along with him.
And other violin, what was in
many
that ensemble?
Musicians, I don't remember exactly, but it could be something in the 20-something musicians played there with him.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. And yeah, so you had a good brass section here, saxophones, trumpets. You had some trombones.
I'm talking about only the strings, like violin, viola, cellos.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, the music is top quality. The songs are great. We're going to play another song from the album. So tell me what you want my listeners to hear.
Choose any of them. They're all my, you know, like, which one's your favorite kid, you know, from your kids?
Exactly.
That's the question this is.
Exactly. Can you check my list? Did I play Record last time?
Let's see here. Let's look here.
Because we've been playing this album ever since I got it. So let's see one that we didn't play yet and introduced our listeners.
Most of the people's favorite songs are any of the first five.
That's true. Right.
We did Leib Echad last week.
Yeah, and we did it this morning.
Yeah.
Right. Ahalel, Amalel, Agadal, Apalel, that seems to be the one that just quickly sticks to people. I know my kids, myself, Great song from Mona.
Lots of people consider that a favorite. For instance, Gia Mandlewitz loves that as a favorite.
Oh, good. A good friend of mine as well. That was one that really, you know, just kind of gets you going. And you know what? I want to talk about the theme. I guess, you know, you read the Inside Jacket. Your theme is to, I guess, dance. I mean, that's the picture on the album with this 3D jacket cover. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I came up with this concept. I figured I wanted to do something different. I figured that the name of the album was going to be Recurred at the time.
Okay.
And a cousin of mine, his name is Moshe Klein.
Okay.
He actually made the graphics and the original sketch to that, to that idea. And once I had it in my hand, suddenly I looked at it and I said, a little bit overdone. Record, too much dancing. People might think in the store who don't know about the album that this is just a dance album. And then it caught me that Lev Echad, the same album concept will work.
So
we switched it to that. I had some other people work on it, changed the colors and other stuff, and KZ Creative is the name, and this came out. It's actually a very unique thing. I'm hoping that to give people another reason not to copy it, and to have the original one by having this kind of cover. And
good, makes good marketing sense.
It's working somewhat.
Baruch Hashem. I know we, you know, I saw that on the back. You do have a plea to listeners to please, you know, refrain from copying this CD and things like that. And people should know that, you know. You know, even if we resort to downloads of a song and pay for them, I explained this to someone, Yidel, and correct me if I'm wrong or right. I said, you know, yes, you can do that and keep up with modern times, but people have to realize that to put out an extraordinary album like this can cost minimum, obviously, $20,000 to $80,000 in that range.
Really? I wish.
Right, exactly. That's on a low end. And then, you know, just downloading a song for $1.99 is not going to cut it. Is that right?
But that's still, that's okay. As long as that's still the right way. But the copying really, really does hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. Everybody in the business is claiming that the copying has brought the sales down to more than 50% of what it used to be. And that really costs, that doesn't just cut into profits, it cuts into the actual making back of what somebody puts into albums.
Right.
Albums are not costing less to make because of the technology. Somehow it ends up being even more so. Because you could play with every little thing, because you could do so many more things, it costs us more. So those who really go out and do spend it and don't steal it, we do appreciate.
Right, of course. And you'll be abiding by halacha and of course, other laws. All right, we're going to go to Ashrecha. I picked Ashrecha, and we're going to go to that. I want to thank you, Yidel, for coming on this morning, as always. And
pleasure for you.
And thank you.
I really mean it when I say for you, because, you know, Sunday mornings, this hour doesn't really exist.
That's true. That's
we'll
true.
Send you coffee next week. How's that sound?
We'll give you
deliver it to your house.
Or a coffee coupon. But
somebody ring your doorbell and wake up your whole family just to give you a cup of coffee. How's that sound? He's not
objecting.
He's not objecting.
Are you going to ask him to do a problem?
Well, yeah, it's a good idea. Yido.
We're going to wake you up now. If you haven't been up now you
will. That's right.
Because, you know, we talked about impromptu. What we do without warning is we're going to have you do a nice promo. All you need to know is 88.7 WJCU. If you can remember that, you're golden.
Are you awake enough to remember that? That's a real question. Are you awake enough? I mean, I think you're half asleep right now. I hate to tell you.
Actually,
you know.
as a matter of fact, no chance. I don't remember anything.
I'll tell you what. Can you say, this is Yido, and I listen to Jewish Community Radio.
When you get up at 7 in the morning.
When I get up at 7 in the morning. If I get up Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, keep it nice.
You know, I'll do it, guys.
Okay,
find me at 3 a.m.
What? Say that again?
At 3 a.m., you got me.
Good. Okay, well, I'll beat you guys tomorrow at 3 a.m. with coffee.
7 doesn't work.
But first, a promo. Go ahead.
You're on.
There's no promo yet. I got to write down this information. I need something. I don't know.
Just fudge it. Just do it. Just try it.
Yeah, we've had singers that fudged it before.
Yeah, trust me, they're pretty funny. But just do what you can.
Just do what you can. We're recording. It's live. Go ahead.
There's no chance. I remember the two numbers, a point in there, and the two letters.
You could just say, this is Yiddo, and when I get up Sunday morning, I listen to Jewish Community Radio. That's all.
That's all. Jewish Community Radio, three words, no numbers.
Okay.
You're on.
Thank you for listening to Jewish Community Radio. Good morning, y'all.
You want to say your name somewhere?
Good morning.
You want my name too?
Yeah, good morning. This is Yiddo.
Okay, here we go. Good morning, y'all. This is Yiddo speaking. Thank you for listening to Jewish Community Radio.
Right here, 88.7 WJC. We'll put that in.
We'll put that in. Good job. Thank you very much.
Good sport. I really appreciate you coming on. I know that you really mean it when you say you do it for me. I think we go back when we were little kids running around during your father's concerts, and then, of course, eventually opening up mostly music together.
But here's a question, though.
Wow,
okay?
That's right.
Here's my question, though, okay? Can Svi really play the drums, or is he just basically banging on the latkes?
No, he knows. He's heard me.
So he just bangs on coffee cans and bangs on latkes. And
I don't play as much as I used to.
Because I play the sandwich.
But yeah, I know you do.
I play the cookies also.
Yes, you do. Unfortunately, I don't play as much as I used to, but, you know, I was born with the rhythm, if you remember. So,
happened to it, though?
It's all good. It's still there.
It's still there.
Slowing down a little bit.
But you did not answer the question. Can he actually play drums? Or is he just fake it? Or is he just kind of like go along?
Drums?
Yes, Svi.
No.
No.
Thanks for that vote of confidence there. Actually, the truth is, Yiddo hasn't heard me in a long time playing drums. So we won't hold that against him.
It's okay.
Let me tell you something. I warned you guys about the connection a while ago. I thought the question was if I play drums.
Oh.
The answer was no.
Does Svi play drums?
I didn't even know that he plays drums.
See that?
Here's a question. Okay, I want you to tell the world that's the truth. Tell the truth that Svi is a world-class drummer.
If you're saying that publicly on radio, chances are good. Svi's a very talented fellow, and anything you tell me that he's great at, I'd believe you.
Okay. Would you put Svi on one of your CDs playing drums?
After he hears me, he would. Of course he would. After he hears me play.
Would you put him on one of your CDs playing drums? That's what I want.
I've played with Nagina before. I played with Yochi. I've done different weddings. I don't know if you remember that I sang with your father in Benyomei Huma in 1983 in front of 20,000 people. And then in the Cotler's Bungalow Colony in the mountains in upstate New York. So those were the days, as they say, right? Now I do what I love doing best, just like what you're doing, and bringing good Jewish radio to the masses in Cleveland after growing up in Brooklyn, New York, listening to radio. So I'm fondly referred to as the Nachum Segal of the Midwest. I think that's
a good
title,
He keeps reminding me of that one.
Is that a good title?
Yeah, for that.
He keeps reminding me of that one.
That would be a good title to have, wouldn't it?
I've heard that.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for including me.
Absolutely.
And keep us
informed, as a new album develops or any other thing that you're doing. I know we'll keep in touch. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day, and thanks to all your listeners. And you know, keep enjoying the album.
We will.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Shua Tov.